You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, listen, the Mega Millions jackpot last week had a $1 billion winner. And now this week, Powerball is up over $1 billion again.
Yeah.
And somebody's floating on Reddit a fun little survey. It's a poll. And you get four possible answers. Here's the scenario. A friend comes up to you and says, hey, let me borrow $10. And you're like, yeah, sure, you're a friend. Here, here's $10. They go off and they buy Powerball tickets with it, and they hit the jackpot. So now the question on this survey is, how much would you say they owe you?
Did you know that they were buying Powerball tickets with it, or was it just a random $10?
They don't tell you. From what I understand, they're not telling you. They just say, can I borrow $10? So you give them $10.
Huh.
Okay. Then they go and buy Powerball tickets.
And they hit it.
And they hit it. So now, after that, what do you think they owe you?
Right. So now, they just won $1 billion. What is that? 500 mil cash, probably.
Yeah, but let's... Yeah, exactly.
So they're getting cash.
So here's the four possible answers in the poll. That all they owe you is the original $10. They pay that back, and they're good.
Yep.
Number two is half the winnings. So half $1 billion.
That's pretty solid.
Number three... All the winnings.
No.
They have to give you everything.
No.
And number four, nothing. Not even the $10.
Nothing.
Zero.
I don't like the last two. I don't
what
like
are you
the
go
last
with?
Two. I'm leaning towards number two. I still think it would be a jerk move just to hand them back the $10 after you're, you know, $1 billion richer.
Yeah.
But half is a lot as well.
That's why I was looking at this. I was trying to figure out what I would say, especially since it's a billion. I'd say you got nothing to lose giving them half, because if you can't live on half $1 billion, there's something wrong with you. But I thought, man, I wish there was a fifth option, but then it might have made it too easy and everybody may have picked it. I was thinking the fifth option should be 10%.
Yeah, that's
good. So it was
good.
$10, so they get 10%.
That's good, because, I mean, you made the effort to go get the ticket. You plunked down the money.
Fate smiled on you.
Fate smiled on you for some reason, you weirdo. And, yeah, that's pretty good. I like 10%.
But it's not in the original four choices.
I mean, at least bare bones minimum would be $1 million. Here is $1 million. Thank you for being a good friend. That's bare bones. And then, I mean, even on top of that, if they have a mortgage, just like pay off their mortgage and then just buy them a car, too. That's going to be pennies to you at that point.
We're adding a lot more answers.
$1 million, pay off their mortgage, and buy them a car.
And if I understand tax law correctly, if they give you $1 million, you don't have to pay any taxes on that, because a gift like that, the giver has to pay the taxes on it,
I believe. Nice. Okay, well, yeah,
so
cover that.
I'm not a tax attorney. Consult your attorney if in case this happens to you. But I think that the receiver, they're free and clear, I think. Anyway.
That'd be cool.
So, $1 million. Okay.
That's fine.
$1 million doesn't go as far as it used to.
It really doesn't.
But it goes a lot farther than nothing.
It's more than you have. It's better than zero. And I do like the car thing. I've always had this fantasy of taking somebody down to a car dealership and just saying, pick out what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just get what you want, and it's on me. I got this. I mean, Kevin Hart.
How much money would you need to have before you do that?
I don't know. Kevin Hart did it with a group of his buddies. Like, he found out what each of them loved as a classic car, and he went down and bought like 10 various classic cars for all of his best friends and had them lined up at his like production facility and invited all of his buddies over and was like, there you go. It's like,
That is a baller move, isn't it? That is the move.
But yeah, I don't know, a couple million, I guess, on hand, disposable, whatever. You could take somebody down and buy him a car.
What he did was fantastic. You know what I would have done? I know that's maybe, this is what I would have done. But to make that even more fun, where was he? He was probably in L.A., right?
Probably, yeah.
So the cool thing would have been to put them, let's say, put the cars in Chicago and rent a private jet and not tell his friends what he was doing. You just say, meet me at the airport, have a bag that's like got 3 days worth of clothes, like you're going for a long weekend, get on this private jet, wine and dine them, fly them to Chicago, then get in a couple of those limo SUVs or whatever at the airport, go to a facility, unveil the cars, and they all get to drive their dream car back to L.A.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's good.
Or some people say, oh, it's a dream car. You don't want to be driving it on the road.
Well, okay, bunch of rock chips. And, you know, if it's like a 1968 Camaro or something, it's like, is that reliable to drive across?
I guess my plan would only work if you're buying them 10 new cars.
10 new cars would be fine. Yeah.
Right, like 10 reliable Teslas or whatever. Here, we're going to drive these back across the country, a little caravan. We're just going to party the whole
way. Like, I think one guy got like an old VW Bug. And you're like, you know, you're going to be going cross country at about 45 miles an hour with no air.
Yeah. This whole, I knew two different people who had Volkswagens.
Yeah.
Two of them who the floorboard there on the driver's side where the pedals are, there was a hole and you could look down and see the road through the bottom of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Two different friends of mine who had Volkswagens like that.
They're death traps, man. Those really old V-dubs are
but
death
so
traps.
But so adorable. I mean, look at Herbie.
Look at Herbie.
I mean, come
but didn't, on. Didn't Hitler drive a bug?
I don't think he drove a bug, but I mean, he did start the, you know, the Nazi party, I believe, started Volkswagen, which stands for what, the car of the people. Isn't that what that stands for?
Could be.
Volkswagen, the car of the peoples.
Okay.
So, it's Germany, so yeah.
Fun history there.
Fun fact. Look it up. All right, so what are you going to go with? $10 you loan them, half the winnings, all the winnings, nothing. Which one? You can only pick one.
Those are the, well, then I'm going to go with half. I think that seems the most generous.
I would too, but get a load of this. The top vote getter on this survey, 72% of people, almost three out of every four, said just the original $10.
A-holes.
People be greedy.
Selfish.